You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio, and with the launch of See Sport Differently, we're talking to lots of different people about lots of different sports. And joining me today is Kate Lind-Green, who has retinitis pigmentosa and took up rowing about 4 years ago. Thank you so much for joining us, Kate. So how did you get into rowing in the first place? Because when you think about getting active, it might not be the first sport that you think of. So how did you get into rowing?
It was first mentioned to me, well, it would be 24 years ago now, when I finished my degree at the age of 30. But at the time, I just couldn't do it because childcare and other responsibilities, time, etc. But 4 years ago, I was feeling quite anxious, I think, you know, one winter. It wasn't about coming up to being 50 either. And I knew that I needed a new challenge. So it just so happened that I kept dragging my daughter and my guide dog out at the time for a walk every day to get some sunshine in one March. And a boat went past us on the river. And I could hear them just sitting there chatting and laughing. And it was a lovely sunny day, which does help. And I just turned to my daughter and went, that's it. That was suggested to me. I'm going to get in touch with, you know, the rowing club, and I'm going to give that a go.
And what happened next then? Was it quite easy to get into? Was there certain challenges?
I emailed them, said, you know, I'm blind. I'd like to learn to row. Can we have a chat about this? And they invited me down a couple of days later, and we'd sort of like just discussed how it might work. And then a couple of days after that as well, I went down on a lovely sunny day, and the coach said, so what's your learning style? I went, I've no idea. I said, but a quick think, when I go guide dog training, you get given your dog and some theory, and basically it's practical. So he said, oh, that's okay, we'll put you in a boat. So I was put out in a boat with somebody else so they could keep me stable while I learned to go through the rowing stroke and not look back since.
Was it nerve-wracking when you first got on the water? Because they're not very big, are they? Proper rowing boats, they can be quite thin and a bit wobbly. Was it nerve-wracking when you first got in, or were you like, yes, let's do it?
I think I was a bit like, let's do it. I didn't see there was a problem because they'd already assured me that the person who was behind me would make sure that the boat was stable and that I was safe. So all I had to concentrate on was what they were telling me to do with my arms and legs. Basically, I then went out rowing twice a week with other people for the next year. It was only after that that I found a way to get into a boat by myself. And so my current boat is 8 metres long. And I would say its widest point where my bottom sits is possibly 35 centimetres. So it's not a lot bigger than my bottom. and yes, it is very wobbly. But the thing about rowing is it's a confidence building thing as well. So just don't be scared.
And we hear a lot about children getting into sports and people of school age and people in their early 20s getting into sport. How did you feel about taking on that new challenge when you were a little bit older?
I suppose I didn't really think about not doing it because of my age. And as it turned out, the people that because I wanted to row during the week and not at the weekend when it was busier. And also I still had family things to do. Because I wanted to row during the week and the daytime, the people I actually started rowing with were called the U3A, or are called the U3A, the University of the Third Age. So they were all retired people. So I was actually the youngest. So, it just seemed quite natural.
So aside from like the physical aspects of sport, do you find that there's a social side of rowing?
Absolutely there is, yes, yeah. I have found the rowing community to be so friendly, not just at my local club. You know, there's always coffee and cake afterwards. Everybody's always saying, oh, did you have a nice time out? It's not about who's the best technically and all of that sort of thing. It's just, did you have a nice time? I think it's just so friendly.
Yeah. That's what you want to hear, though, isn't it? Like, because I imagine it could be quite daunting for some people if they've never done something before and you have to go and learn how to do it from scratch. If you're not in a group of nice people, so what's the point? You're there to enjoy yourself. So it's great to hear that you found a group that are supportive and you have coffee and cake, which is the best.
Yeah, I never used to eat cake.
You go for your row and then you can have your cake. You get your reward after.
Yeah, yeah, it's very much so. You know, like most clubs, they have all sorts of different things going on as well. Another thing about rowing and my club as well, nobody treats me as different just because I'm blind. Because as it's been said, I am the only blind rower at my rowing club. You know, people just chat and you're accepted. It's no different.
What would you say is your favourite thing about rowing? If you had to pick one thing.
The sound of the water going under the boat. When you drive the boat, you can hear the bubbles of water rippling under the hull of the boat. And the more you drive the boat, the more the bubbles go. So you can actually make them sound very different.
See, that sounds very relaxing, but then you're also having this big physical activity that you're doing at the same time. Do you find it relaxing?
It is relaxing. It's relaxing both mentally and physically, because you're not supposed to tense up with rowing. People get it wrong. They think it's all about the arms. It's not. It's all about pushing with your legs. But once you've pushed with your legs, everything else just flows. And it is relaxing. And my mind just goes, you know, I'm just so busy thinking about these bubbles or, you know, listening to swans and people around that, I just don't even think about the fact that I can't see.
Sounds delightful. Especially on a sunny day, you've set the scene perfectly.
It is. And even in the midst of winter, the days can be so gorgeous. You know, you get apricity, as it's called, you know, the warmth of winter sunshine. It just is so good for both physical and mental health.
I wish we had more time to chat, Catherine, but unfortunately we have to come to an end at some point. I'm just wondering if you've got one piece of advice for somebody who's just starting out rowing or is thinking about maybe getting into it but is a little bit nervous. What would be your advice to them?
I'd say get in touch with your local club and discuss it and tell them that, you know, there's somebody else that does do it. We also have an Olympic gold medalist called Naomi Riches, who is a blind rower. So there are blind rowers out there. So just get in touch with your local club and they will offer you a chance to get on the water. And it doesn't suit everybody, but once you are addicted, you're addicted. It's a good feeling.
Well, Catherine, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks so much.